across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I am welcoming my second guest of the afternoon, Alison Giles. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And she's the education officer, although she tells me, and the everything else, for Burwell Museum. And obviously based in Burwell.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about the museum for those people that haven't visited?
So we are a social history museum. So we are telling the story of Burwell. It's been a village since before the Doomsday Book. So we've got a lot of things to go at, although, like most museums, most of our collection is sort of Victorian. We've got a few things before that. And we also have our amazing windmill, Stevens Mill, which will be celebrating its 200th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So although the more research we do, the more we think it might be a little bit older than that, but we're going to celebrate anyway.
Oh, so, that's good. Yeah. Celebrate any excuse. Once you've hit 200, I think it's good. Is that kind of very old for windmill? I might be going off our remit. But
so it's fairly standard. There's been a lot of 200th anniversaries of windmills around the place at the moment. It's about when they started building the big tower ones, but it's pretty impressive that it survived this long.
Yeah, because it's pretty much intact, isn't it?
It's pretty much intact. It does work for a given value of working, and so we're hoping that it will work slightly better next year. But with windmills, you never give any dates. So soon, in the future, it will make flower again.
Oh, very good. And then you'll add that to your repertoire of things going on at the museum, I guess.
Exactly, yes. So the more we can do with the windmill, the better.
So currently you're open certain times of the week, is that right? And then other time, the rest of the week is for booked events or...
Yeah, so we open on Thursdays and Sundays for everyone between 11 and 5, although last entry is at 4 o'clock. And then if you want to bring a school visit, or we have a lot of kind of WI groups, and we've had a Mothers Union this year, and the Odd Fellows, all sorts of groups of people come to see. And if you want to do that, then you can contact me, and essentially, if I'm free, I will do it.
Okay, that's a great one. Now, you're going to tell me all about, there's two events coming on this week.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of Heritage Open Days. People might have come across that. So it's a massive thing across the country. This year it's 9 days. It used to be one day and that was okay. And then it was a weekend and we did all of that. And now it's 9 days and we're doing 3 of them.
Oh, that's not bad.
So we had Sunday. We've already had a very successful day last week with people coming in free. And then on Thursday, the museum's entry is free. And on Sunday, we've got our big kind of mini folk festival where entry is free, but there's also local bands playing and Slack McGirdle Morris dancers and all sorts of things going on. So you still have to pay if you want to go all the way up the windmill, but that's only £1 and everything else is free.
That sounds pretty good value to me. And is there somewhere to do donations then?
Yes.
Or is there ways of you making money during this?
Well, we have our tea room, so yes, the tea and cake is also not free, unfortunately. But yes, we very much encourage donations, but you know, if you can't do that and you just want to see the museum because you're interested in heritage, that's absolutely great too. We will ask you once at the beginning and then there's no pressure. So you can just smile.
So for the Thursday, will that be your, as if it was the museum normal opening week, but it's going to be free this Thursday?
Exactly. It's just a normal day. And then the Sunday is more kind of loud. So if you want a quiet day at the museum, then the Thursday is probably the better one to go for.
And would we know any of the bands playing on Sunday?
So, bands playing on Sunday, I've got the list here.
Excellent.
Are all Burwell based. So, we have fantastic people in Burwell who support us. So, we've got Causeway, I think they're all Burwell based. They all play in Burwell a lot. The Miscreants, Louise Etock, Kazak and Afifi, and Two Steps Forwards, and Andy Wall. They're playing
at various points.
Fantastic. At various points through the day. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. So, and you say there is tea and cake to be had.
There is.
For people. And will you be doing tours, or will somebody be doing tours on both those days?
So we have tours of the windmill. We don't tend to do tours of the museum, but there are people around. So obviously if you want to ask something. Yeah.
Okay. And how many rooms or...
So we have 8 buildings. We have lots of different things. So we've got the windmill, obviously. We have the barn. Everything else was built by the volunteers from scratch, except the windmill. So a lot of them were brought from the historic buildings were brought from other villages and then built in their spare time while they were all working full time. So it's an amazing piece of work that they've
done. So it's all like recreated, but the actual buildings, but just been put together again in a different position.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of them, so the tea room and the entrance kiosk are essentially garden sheds. And then we've got 2 Nissen huts, one of which is the war display, which is really logical. And the other one is the Roman pottery, because That's the space we had. Not quite as logical. It's not the obvious thing to find in an Nissen hut.
So how long ago did they start this museum then?
So the museum was opened in 1992. The windmill was saved in the 1970s. But for a long time, all they were doing was just sort of keeping that running. And then we had a big Heritage Lottery Fund grant in 2010, which allowed us to completely redo the windmill. And that's when we started doing the opening 2 days a week and all of those things.
So. And do you open more in the holidays or not, really?
Not really.
You just haven't got the staff, as it were.
Yes. So we have a lovely lady who comes in on Sundays who is also paid, and then I get paid for 2 days a week, and then everybody else is a volunteer.
Wow.
So there's only so much we can ask people to do. And, of course, the summer, people want to go on holiday themselves.
Yeah, fair
in the
enough.
Winter,
yes,
we don't yeah. open. We open from Easter to October because it's cold and wet and miserable in the winter. And the volunteers still come every week and do all the maintenance, but we don't have visitors unless, again, if you come with a booked group and you're prepared to get a little bit cold and wet, then
we
can do it.
In the winter. So you were saying I'm just looking at the map here, and you said you've got Roman pottery in one. So each area has got different bits about the museum, about history of the area.
Yeah, right? So the barn has sort of everything we couldn't fit everywhere else. So there's some archaeology in there, and there's a lot of the Victorian things. And then we have the war bit. We have a Burwell Life area, which has a schoolroom and a village shop. Again, mostly sort of Victorian to about 1950. We have the Vintage Vehicles Gallery, so we have quite a good collection of vehicles, including
nice.
A Burwell and District bus. And kids love going on the bus. You know, they will come on a school trip on a much, you know, better appointed bus than the one we have. And they will immediately rush in and get on the old bus on those steps where, you remember when you went on a school trip, people had to lift you up the steps.
Yes.
It's still got that.
And so they're allowed to go on them.
You can go on the bus. Yeah, we try and make it that you can touch as much as possible. You can't touch everything, but we try and make it clear. And the bus you can go onto, and you can go and sit on it. We do have a driver who's a mannequin, and he's a bit scary. So we try and make sure that people can interact as much as they can with their own local history.
And it's open to any age group of, you know, really, Thursday and Sunday is free anyway. So
yeah,
and normal charges would be?
So the usual charges are £4 for adults and £2 for children. We have a £10 family ticket, which is anything up to two adults and four children. And we're not, you know, you don't have to be one mother, one father, four children that you all have. If you're together and you're a family and there are two adults and four children,
that's
sorted. Great.
That
exactly.
sounds brilliant. Thank you, Alison. So just remind us again, this Thursday, so that's the
19th, I think.
19th, yes. And is completely free.
Yes.
And you can do, and the tea shop will be open.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, it's completely free too.
Yeah.
As part of these Heritage Open Days. But there will also be bands playing.
There'll be bands playing. Yep.
And it's 11 till 5?
It's 11 till 5. Last entry is at 4 o'clock and the last band finishes playing at 4 o'clock. So if you arrive at 4 o'clock, essentially you'll watch us tidy up.
Okay.
And that's not very exciting.
Yeah.
So definitely I would recommend coming earlier than 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much. Sounds really interesting. So we're going to have one more song and then we're going to go to the travel. And we're going to go with Edwyn Collins and A Girl Like You.